Welcome to the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs from the Rambam. Today we begin with the first of the 613 mitzvahs, and today's portion contains three commandments. Positive commandment number one, the commandment to believe in the existence of God. Prohibition number one, the prohibition against believing in any other God. And positive commandment number two, the commandment to believe in the oneness of God. The first positive commandment and the first prohibition both derive from the Ten Commandments, the first two of the Ten Commandments, as expressed in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 2, and as repeated in the book of Deuteronomy. God said, Anoichi Avai Elokecha, that I am Hashem, your God. And later on says, Lo yi elocha elokim acherim al ponoi, that you shall have no other gods before me. And this belief in the existence of a primary cause of the creation, and that He is the cause and brought everything into existence, is the positive commandment number one. Should someone not believe in this and believe in some other power, he is violating this prohibition, prohibition number one, the prohibition of idol worship. This belief in the existence of God is not like the belief in the existence of any creature. And as the Rambam is quick to point out in prohibition number one, that when we say that Hashem spoke, God said the following thing, do not have any gods before me, we cannot mean that he spoke like anyone else spoke, because the whole idea of speech is possible to be expressed only by a created being. And we cannot certainly say that God speaks. But as the Rambam explains in his legal code and at more length in his Guide for the Perplexed, that these terms are used so that we should have some understanding according to our coarse physical mode of thought of how it is that God operates. This idea of believing in God, as the Rambam expresses here, lahamin, is expressed quite differently in his legal code. There, the Rambam does not say we are commanded to believe in God. We are commanded, says the Rambam, leida sheyesham motzirishon, to know, not only to believe, which means that it is not something which is beyond our capability of understanding. We are rather required to understand and use our thought processes to understand intellectually the existence of God. In fact, the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvahs was written originally in Arabic, and there is much discussion of the meaning of the Arabic word the Rambam uses here in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Hagan Rav Chaim Heller points out that the Arabic word can be used both for the meaning of belief and for the meaning of knowledge. And therefore, it could be that the Rambam is hinting even here in his Sefer HaMitzvahs also that the commandment is not belief, but the commandment is knowledge. What is it we are required to know? And the Rambam in his legal code gives six halachas, six different laws, which, just to give a few points from them, we must know that God himself exists, and he is the primary cause, and everything comes from him. If he would not exist, it is impossible to say such a thing, nothing else would exist. We are totally dependent on his existence, and he is totally independent of our existence. He exists always, and is constantly having his effect. And in addition, there is no true existence aside from him. Not only do we believe that he exists, but we believe he is the only true existence. Ein Eid Milvade, there is nothing besides him. And knowing all of these things is included in the positive commandment of knowing or believing in God. And denial of them is a denial of the prohibition, a violation of the prohibition that one must not hold of any other God. The Tzemach Tzedek in the Sefer HaMitzvahs explains exactly what is the commandment here. And he explains that there are really two different levels. One is a level of knowledge, and one is a level of belief. And knowledge, as used by the Rambam here, does not mean to say that we read this once and know it. Rather, the commandment is to know it, to constantly think about it, to meditate it, and to think about the levels of godliness we are capable of understanding, because only in this way will it come to affect us and change us as people, that our feelings should also be affected, that it should be internalized, that this belief, or more correctly termed our knowledge of God, should affect us in our everyday life. Therefore, we are required to learn about the existence of God, all that we are capable of understanding intellectually, and thereby come to affect ourselves, not merely have it in the recesses of our brain, but have it as an active form of knowledge, in a form where it is capable of affecting our feelings. This is the commandment to know. However, there is another aspect of God, as referred to in Kabbalah and Chassidus, as Sevev Kol Olmin, the manifestation of God which is higher than revelation in the world, which we cannot relate to directly, which we cannot really understand. This is why it's called Sevev, meaning it surrounds the world, it is higher than being comprehended in the world. It is this level of godliness, says the Tzemach Tzedek, that the Rambam commands us to believe in, lahamin. This we are required to have faith, that since we are incapable of understanding it, this we must have faith in such a level of godliness. Since we cannot internalize it and understand it using our human intellect. Although this is often described as one of the foundations and fundamental principles of Chabad Chassidus, that we are required to use our intellect but to understand God, we see that according to the Rambam, this is a positive commandment, one of the 613 commandments of the Torah, that we should utilize our intellect to understand, to the best of our ability, godliness. And this, as the well-known saying goes, is paramount to Tchias HaMesim, the resurrection of the dead. To take intellect, which is by nature extremely cold and extremely calm, and take a physical brain and bring into it some understanding of godliness, and bring about an espoilus, a great effect of excitement about the existence of God, this is like taking the dead cold brain and bringing it to life by connecting it with godliness. The Rambam, as he is accustomed to do in Sefer HaMitzvot, brings a proof of how we know these are counted among the 613 commandments. As in fact, this is a matter of great controversy, as the Bahag does not count them as mitzvahs, saying that they are fundamental to all the mitzvahs. How can one fulfill mitzvahs without believing in God? But as the Rambam explains, and the Tzemach Tzedek points out clearly, the commandment here is not the mere existence of God. That is surely a prerequisite. Knowing of the existence of God is prerequisite to fulfilling these commandments. Here the commandment is knowledge. To actually affect yourself having a knowledge of the levels of godliness you can relate to, and believing in those levels which you cannot relate to. So therefore the Rambam points out from the Gemara in the end of the tractate Makkeis how he knows these are part of the 613 commandments. There, the Gemara points out that there are 613 commandments, as the Rambam also quoted in his introduction to Sefer HaMitzvahs. And we know from the verse, Teda Tzivolonu Mesha, the Torah that Moses commanded to us, is it the numerical value of 613. But the Gemara asks, the Gematria, the numerical value of the word Torah is only 611. What happened to the other two? And the Gemara answers that the two commandments, Anechi and Lo Yiyelacha, the two commandments we are discussing here, fill out the number of 613. So from here the Rambam clearly sees that they are included in the number of 613, as the Gemara clearly states. The last commandment of today's portion is positive commandment number 2, which is the commandment to believe in the oneness of God, Achdus Hashem. Here the Rambam tells us that the commandment is to believe that the cause, the primary cause of everything, and this which brings all existence into being, is all one, meaning that God is one. And here again the Rambam uses the word lahamin, to believe. And again, in his legal code, the Rambam uses the word yediya, that knowing this is also considered to be a positive commandment. Meaning again that we must use our intellect to understand as much as we can the knowledge of the oneness of God. The origin of this commandment is the verse, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which is not merely a statement, as the Rambam will now prove, that God is one. Rather, it is a commandment to believe in the oneness of God, or, as we are now saying, to understand and to know the oneness of God. This the Rambam proves through various sayings of our sages, the Midrashim. Using the phrase Liyached Shmi, that Hashem says that you must unify my name, or that we were taken out of Egypt, we were taken out of bondage, and many kindnesses were done to us in the desert, upon condition that we are Miyached Shmi, that we unify his name, meaning that we shall believe and know the unity of God. And many places the Rambam says, our sages use the phrase Mitzvas Yichud, the commandment of unity. And also the idea that we must accept upon ourselves Malchus Shemayim, the kingdom of heaven, which again the Rambam explains is referring to our acknowledgement and our belief and knowledge of the oneness of God. What is this idea of oneness? The Rambam explains in his legal code that it is not the idea of one as we would normally understand. First, the Rambam says that God is one and not two, and certainly not more than two. And this that he is one is not just like any other type of one, but is a type of oneness which is unknown in the world. There is no division, no multiplicity. He is not a body. He has no end and no beginning. It is an indescribable form of unity. And this is what we must know, and this is what we are required to believe under the purview of this commandment. Again, the Tzemach Tzedek in his Sefer HaMitzvahs goes more deeply into this commandment. And he says, this that God has no body, and this that God is one and not two, and that he has no component parts, and so on, this we should understand from our previous commandment. Both positive commandment one and positive commandment two are mitzvahs of knowledge, of learning and knowing certain things. When we know that God is the primary cause of things in the world, we already know that such a cause, being the primary cause, is higher than all of them, and as the Rambam explained in his legal code, and as we quoted previously, that he is completely higher than the creation. He is an independent form of existence, and there is nothing before him, and everything comes from him, and so on. We automatically understand that God is one, that he is not multiplicity. What then are we adding here with the commandment of Achdus Hashem, of the oneness of Hashem? And the Tzemach Tzedek explains, based on the Zohar, that the Zohar says the commandment here is to believe in the unity of the names of God, the name Havaya and the name Elohim, Yudke Vavke and the name Elohim. Elohim is God as he expresses himself in nature. And Havaya is God's name when he is expressed in a way which is higher than nature, a supernatural way. And the belief Havaya is the same as Elohim, as we say in the verse, Havaya hu Elohim, or V'yadaita Hayim. Now you should know that Havaya is Elohim. This is actually the belief in the unity of God, to know that in nature there is not only a limited revelation of God in nature, but in truth that this is the revelation of God as he is higher than nature. As can perhaps be pointed out in the expression that Rambam uses here, that we must believe that he is Poyel HaMetzias, that he affects all created things, and he is also the primary cause. Perhaps we could say this, that he affects everything in the world and brings it into existence, is the name Elohim, as God expresses himself in nature. Whereas the primary cause is God as he is primary, higher than the entire creation. And we must know that Peil and the Metzias, the Sibos Arishon, that the original causation and everything which brings the world into existence is all one, which is the true idea of Hashem Echad. Thank you for tuning in to the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs. For more information or to sponsor a shiur, contact Sichas in English at 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.